Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1872, T.S. Smith and Sons Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 25.6694 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Sussex Highway Route 13, south of side of Fawn Road, east side of Main Street, and the north side of Redden Road. The 911 address is 8899 Redden Road, Bridgeville. The tax parcel is District 131, Map 10, Parcel 89. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the service level evaluation that did not require a GIS, the result and comments from the Sussex Conservation, Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We do know that there was one letter in opposition. They had concerns about the clean hand ordinance as they believe there are some signage on the property that is not in compliance with the code. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, come on up, please. Yep.
Okay. I'm John Roach. I'm an engineer, and I'm representing the Smiths, T.S. Smith and Son, in this subdivision. It's been a family farm for a long time. Charlie, do you want to speak, or? Okay, why don't you speak? That might be better.
We need you to introduce yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm Charlie Smith, with a co-owner of T.S. Smith and Sons.
Okay, thank you.
In Bridgeville. Yeah. And this property's been in our family since 1907, and this was a very hard decision for us, but in order to save the rest of the farm, we had to make this decision to put this land up for sale. The rest of our farm has been placed in agricultural preservation, so it'll be farmland into perpetuity, and we're quite proud of that. But to change this zoning, I think it fits with the other zoning designations around it, and the interest we've had is from a church for the back 10 acres of it, and which is under contract, so that we plan. And the other interest, I think, on one of the front lots was from the Sussex County EMTs, once put a satellite station there. So we plan anything we do to have it fit with the rest of the community, and of course we still have a farm market across the street and our other farm market still on that property. So like I say, this is not a decision we wanted to make, but we have to, so we would appreciate your consideration.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Mr. Smith or Mr. Roach, while Mr. Hopkins is looking, could you both come up to the microphone a little bit? One of the two of you, if you could just describe a little bit what's around this property, some of the other uses that are around it. Are there other commercial uses, business type uses?
To the immediate north, on the other side of Fawn Road, is a Mexican Gray, which are a machine shop that has been there for 50 years probably, and they work primarily in erecting grain tanks and things like that, and they have a retail outlet on the highway called Power Trans, which sells parts for those types of businesses, bearings and conveyors and things like that. On North Main Street, on the western border of the property, is a series of C1 zoned businesses, one of them being McDowell's Towing, and another business that is vacant at this time, and also part of Weller's Utility Trailers is immediately in close proximity there. And on the, and the land across the street, we own across the highway is zone C1. That's where our new farm market is. And the Adams is owned the field directly to the south, and it is still in agriculture.
Okay, thank you. It looks like from the map, it's safe to say that there's a lot of C1 or CR1 land on both sides of the highway.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hopkins.
And then you have the treatment plant that's just on the other side of Adams. All that's going to be, all that's moving towards commercial.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we had that in the record.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. But thanks. And your entrance road is positioned, it looks like it's positioned well halfway between Main Street and 113.
Yes. We thought that would give access, you know, from both Fawn Road and the Redden Road and reduce any traffic impacts.
The church that's looking at the 10 acres on the bottom part of that, they're certainly aware of that cross access, and it sounds like they're going to try to use that for their sort of, you know, one point of access off
Fawn
Road.
I don't have any other questions. Thanks.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
I don't really have any questions about the change of zone. I just want to know, I mean, I understand this is a hard decision, and I'm sorry to see you have to make this decision, and if you have anything in the future that you can think of that we could be doing in the county to keep other farmers from having to make this kind of decision, please let us know.
Fight climate change as hard as you can.
There you go. Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, staff on this end.
No questions.
Ms. Cornwell.
No, thank you.
Counselor.
No, thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1872 T.S. Smith and Sons Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1872? Is there anyone on the commission has any questions? Any further questions? No? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.